China is the third largest importer of American pork. However, there are concerns that the current U.S.-China trade frictions will deeply affect the pork market. Many farmers in Illinois, a major pork producing state, are now said to be considering whether or not to raise pigs, as the price of pork has been on a decline since the trade skirmish first started. Steve Warwick is one of more than 2,000 pork producers in the state.
When we go to buy pigs, we're going to look at the cost of buying them. We're going to look at what they're going to possibly be doing in the next 5.5 months, which is the length that it will take to finish them. So if there's no money in it, why would you raise pigs?
Warwick has been earning around $40,000 a year by raising 400 pigs, but is now concerned that pork prices may continue to fall if the U.S. loses the Chinese pork market. Warwick admits he's in a difficult position because if he doesn't raise pigs, he knows his income will also suffer.
And we have to make electricity, we have to pay gas, we have quite a little bit of a bill to pay. I can't say I can reach up in the air and pull $40,000 out of my pocket. I can't do that. You know, it's going to be a tough decision, and we're going to have to take a pencil and paper and look at it and say, can we do it?
Warwick says the trade friction launched by the Trump administration with China is deeply hurting Americans who rely on export markets.
The smaller guys such as us, ourselves, we need the exporting market in order to stay in business. We would be the first ones hurt, very much so.
Warwick says there's a unified hope among many farmers like himself that the two sides can resolve the trade disputes through negotiations as soon as possible, saying their livelihoods are at stake. Valued at $6.5 billion, over a quarter of American-produced pork products were exported in 2017, and nearly one-sixth of those exports made their way to China. Pork prices continue to fall on the Chicago Board of Trade. Chris Robinson is a trader in Chicago.
The problem is we have a lot of supply, and I think people are finally waking up to the fact that, well, if there is a problem, the demand might not be there. I just think that watching it happen is upsetting. And lowest prices we've had in 14 months. So could they go lower? Yes.
For CRI, this is Yang Guang.